Hello, everyone, and welcome to episode 25 of the Playoff Push Podcast. A great day to have such a great milestone here, the 25th episode of this show. And I'm lucky enough to be joined by a very special guest on this one, Sam Prince, a junior at Rowan University, who already made a name for himself announcing the Kayvon Thibodeau draft pick during the 2022 draft. Sam, how are we doing tonight?
I'm doing fantastic, Jack. Great to be here. I mean, doing fantastic is all relative to what you think is fantastic. These past, say, little over 30 hours as a Giants fan has not been the greatest. I mean, you start on last Monday, a week from today, the bench of Daniel Jones. I mean, every right he deserved a bench. Played like one of the worst quarterbacks in the league.
I agree.
But, and then you have Tommy DeVito start over Drew Locke. Personally, I would have gotten Drew Locke. I do think Drew Locke is a better quarterback, but they're trying to tank. The fact that you signed Drew Locke as the quarterback too and promises him, does think to yourself, oh, wait, if I'm a free agent and I sign here, am I really being told what I'm going to be told with what I'm promised? And then the release of Daniel Jones, where you go the day before with this heartfelt message. I mean, I was watching at the time. I didn't really think anything of it. I thought, oh my God, this guy's done. He's never going to play in a New York Football Giants uniform again.
No, exactly.
It's kind of crazy to think about because the last 6 years, we've seen Daniel Jones on this team. Whether or not you liked it or not, he was our quarterback. And it got sad for him. Then I was coming back to the gym with one of my friends. We're hanging in my apartment. He's an Eagles fan. He told me he's actually had my phone for something. And he's like, the Giants released Daniel Jones. And funny, you just say, I was like, no, you're lying. You said
yeah,
45
funny,
minutes ago.
haha.
Like, no, look at your phone. It's a buzz. I said, yeah, I went full on. I was celebrating. I'll be completely honest with everyone. I was celebrating because I thought that it was great for the organization. You just need to get rid of it. But once you demoted to the QB4, and the scouts see the all QB3s and 4s do that. So, I mean, the reality is if the injury bonus was never a thing, he would still be on this team. That was the biggest problem with the contract. And the problem, the contract was horrible to begin with. But the great thing was the out. And look, everyone's going to say they chose Daniel Jones over Saquon, where, look, they did. But Saquon Barkley would not be doing what he's doing on this team right now. So I hate to tell every fan that wants Saquon on this team, yeah, I would love Saquon back on the team. I love him. He's a great dude. He's the man. But here's the reality of it.
The Eagles have the best offensive line in football.
Exactly. And you look at this team, you look at the Eagles team, you look at this team, he's not the main focal point of this offense. Well, now he is the MVP, and it hurts. Last night, it was just a bad day for me.
It was brutal.
Watching football and fantasy football, I'm in a close one tonight, but let's get on with the show.
I mean, it's been, I totally agree. It's been a hell of a few hours. But, Saquon's carrying my fantasy team right now, about to drop 150 if Ladd McConkey does a little bit more tonight. But again,
I'm hoping.
Again, Saquon, just people can say that we chose Jones over him all we want. Saquon was less money. And yes, do I think we could have probably gotten Saquon and McKinney for around a similar price what we paid Jones, maybe a slight bit above? I 100% think so.
But here's the thing with McKinney. 7 interceptions a year. You're having a career. Why are you paying a safety all that money? How long do safeties in the NFL last? That's the way I look at it. And, for a long time, and I'm still in this train, I'm still a running back committee guy, but are running backs back? Are this high
yeah,
safety
I mean,
look
like,
saving your running back position?
When you look at the best running backs this year, the top three guys usually pop up. Henry, Saquon, and Josh Jacobs, all guys who are on new teams this year on the contrary to last year. Henry's with Tennessee, now with Baltimore. Saquon from the Giants to the Eagles. Jacobs from the Raiders to the Packers. All putting up career lines in their first year after signing their contracts.
Also, you're looking at all the three of those teams right now. They're the three out of the five worst teams in the NFL. When they go to a brand new team and they're all playoff contenders unless any bad thing happens. So you look at it like that. I mean, I just think also the backs were drafted at a worse position because you should never draft the running back on the top 10. A running back, if they're going to get drafted, you want to get drafted through the team right away. Because if not, you can succeed, but your team won't succeed. And that will demote your contract in the future. The perfect example, best situation, Jahmyr Gibbs. I think Jahmyr
Oh,
Gibbs
yeah.
was in a great situation with the Lions and share the field with Montgomery. Look, Sonic and Knuckles, that would not happen if he got drafted to a team like the Giants a couple years ago.
I agree. I mean, when it comes to running backs, it's very important, you know, where you do get drafted. And usually you don't see teams pick running backs at the top end of the first round like we did with Saquon. That's like an anomaly in itself. Usually halfbacks go to the back half of the first round if they're really talented and not necessarily Heisman winners. That's what Gibbs did. He fell to the back of the first round. Lions picked him up. Everyone called him stupid. You have Montgomery. Why would you get another back? And now they're here dominating teams on the ground behind Ragnow and the rest of that offensive line. And it's not even like it's the only part of their offense. They have one of the most dominant passing games in the league, too. They have Amon-Ra, they have J-Mo. And then, you know, Tim Patrick's doing some stuff up there in Detroit. And that team's just a perfection to show what a rebuild can be in a few years, something the Giants have been failing to do for years upon years.
Also, I don't think they've in this or any of these regimes have committed to a full-on rebuild. I mean, the Giants were going to in 2022 commit to the full-on rebuild, but then they make the playoffs. So you tricked
Exactly.
yourself into thinking, okay, we can run this shit back. But in reality, was this team was not that good. You look at teams that they beat, you know, I had the back of my mind that, oh no, this is not gonna be a good season when they lost the 2023-2024 season. Reality is those teams who trick themselves into the playoffs when they get a head coach and new GM, it happens a lot. Perfect example of this, the 2018 Chicago Bears with Matt Nagy. Great defense, not so good offense. And then you
Totally.
trick yourself thinking Mitch Trubisky could be the answer, or Matt Nagy is a coach of the year, and he turned the ship around. Yeah, he did, but what did it cost?
I mean, yeah, I mean, usually teams have, you know, a few good drafts and hope to turn around. The Giants, we've had some good drafts. I mean, we've gotten some good guys. We've gotten Thomas, we've gotten Thibodeau, we've gotten the guys that can contribute. But we haven't gotten the I what I believe to be the coaching to be able to make it really work. We've jumped from, you know, Joe Judge and guys like that whose names like ring a bell in our brain, like, wow, I really don't like that guy. And we've just have all this talent and are just wasting it. Of course, the guys that we let go, Saquon, McKinney. And we worry too much about the failures that we've drafted, such as, you know, Jones and Neal overall, that we don't let the real picks excel and we let them go before their real value is recognized.
Well, making a plan with their drafting of the Giants, you gotta draft. You can't just have one slam dunk pick in the first round. You gotta have slam dunk picks all around. And one thing is what I like with Tia Gallon, I actually did, what I thought, you know, the Giants should have done this more often, including this year, they should trade down more. I think
No,
you
I agree.
best teams trade down and they get more picks because the draft is not run, it's not won on day one, it's won on day two and three. The
Yeah.
perfect example of this, the Los Angeles Rams. They've been so good for so long, and they haven't had a first round pick.
I agree. I mean, the one exception to us with trading down was Kadarius Toney. That was a disaster of a pick. But other than that, when we trade down, it's relatively a good move. Like, we have not really had too many swing and miss picks when we get multiple picks to move down in the first or second rounds. I mean, we've had some late round steals since like, you know, 2020. Let's not lie to ourselves. I mean, Tay Crowder wasn't an awful ball player. He was pretty solid. We got McFadden in the fifth, Dane Belton in the fourth, Bellinger in the fourth. And I mean, we got Tyrone Tracy this year in the fifth and Mausau in the sixth this year. Like, we've had some guys in the back end of the rounds that we can make work, but it's just we take way too much pride in our first rounders and they don't always work out.
There they go, and that's the problem too. Where you look at these late round picks, I like Dave Mellon a lot. You know, I'm really hoping he can turn into something. I like Micah. I think what you look at is the 2021 draft was something where it was one of the worst drafts. But the Tate Crowder pick, you're the last pick of the seventh round. What are you expecting? It wasn't anything special. He thought he was more than he was. I just think the problem is with the Giant with the work with. A lot of NFL teams is, I don't want to single call up the Giants because a lot of teams do this to themselves. Trade down, get more picks. I don't get why you don't do this. Be the Sam Presti, Oklahoma City Thunder of what they were. And teams don't
Oh, they're going
pick
to be
the
a
full-on
dynasty.
rebuild.
That team's loaded.
Oh, yeah. I mean, we'll see what happens, how it plays out. But you need to commit to the rebuild. And that's what the Giants weren't doing. They were flex Davian for a long time.
Yeah, we were playing that role of, oh, we're going to try to rebuild, and then as soon as we make the playoffs, goes out the window. We go all in on Jones, and we screw ourselves another 2 years. And that's the
Well,
problem. The question is,
partly.
what are we going to do at quarterback this year to really get that rebuild going and get ready for a few years in the future?
I mean, does in your mind, do you fire Joe Shane and Brian Daboll? If so, unfortunately, I look, I never thought they got a real shot, but from the moves they've made, and really this year, you kind of have to start brand new because this is probably the worst, one of the worst years of Giants football. It will still always go down as the 2022 year, 2021 year of Giants football with Dave Gettleman and Joe Shane. I mean, you have a QB sneak on third down. No one will ever beat Joe Judge and Dave
That was
Gettleman. I mean, how did that
all
happen?
time mess up. That play will forever live in my brain, especially in your own territory. Like, we were backed up, what, at like our own 15?
I think it was 3rd and 16.
Like,
But
really?
here's the problem with that and with the Giants. You have to commit to a full-on rebuild, and that doesn't just
100%.
mean drafting a quarterback right away.
Yeah.
Because you look at the quarterbacks this year, my favorite one so far was Cam Ward. I have to watch some more tape on him.
I agree.
But from what I've watched from him, it's Kyler Murray. Now, you're taking a
Ooh.
Kyler Murray type of quarterback, but with a first overall pick or second overall pick, are you really taking Kyler Murray? Let's be real here. Are you? No, you're not.
I don't know
And
if he's
Shedeur
Kyler. I don't
Sanders.
see too much rushing upside with Ward, on the contrary to Kyler. Kyler was known as a rushing back. Ward, it looks like he has like almost no, rushing stats on the year. Looks. Oh,
No.
no, I mean, 177 yards is not too bad,
I
but
mean, no, I'm not comparing. Comp. That's my comp tip.
okay, I
And
got you,
my
gotcha.
comp right now should to Sanders is Geno Smith.
I mean, yeah, and then only Lord knows what's going on with Melrow. I mean, he totally crapped the bed this last game.
I mean, I like Milroe. I said if Dable, one of my friends said to me, I couldn't get this out of my mind. If Milroe stay, if the Giants had Brian Daboll for next year as a head coach, looking like it's not going to happen, you'd have to draft Jalen Milroe. And look, with what I've just diagnosed the quarterbacks, it makes all the sense in the world to trade down about 4 or 5 picks. This is what I would do.
Yeah.
You want to know who is a minority owner of the Las Vegas Raiders?
Thomas Brady.
You know who Tom Brady mentors? Shedeur Sanders. The Raiders will play them out, will play themselves out of top 5 pick. You trade down to 6 or 7, and then get some day 2 picks for next year, even as this year. We'll take that a second round or a third rounder because this you split up in years. This is what you do. Then you draft Mason Graham, best D lineman in the draft. Then you have a defensive
Ooh.
line of Dexter Lawrence, Brian Burns, Kayvon Thibodeaux. And Mason Graham. You can't tell me that's not smart.
Whoa. Okay. That's
Because
interesting. I didn't even consider that.
because then you look at the like this, you know you're gonna be bad next year. If you're full and committed to rebuild, you're going to tank properly. Keyword properly. You're gonna then keep on trading down and get assets and then have your pick at Arch Manning.
Ooh.
Ding, ding, ding.
Uh-oh. Getting another Manning into the Giants? Oh boy.
If I'm John Mara, I'm all for that.
That's terrifying.
Because then
Like the
you can,
Patriots should be quaking in their boots.
because then you can properly rebuild your other pieces on your team for a quarterback to properly succeed. If Cam Ward,
Ooh.
who I would pick if you had to draft a quarterback this year, he's the best quarterback in this class. You look at him in this. Can he realistically succeed on day one? No, he can't.
Yeah.
Shedeur can't either. No quarterback can. That's the problem with drafting a quarterback, is that this is almost reminding me of the 2019 draft class where they reached so high on Daniel Jones. Now,
I
I'm not
agree.
comparing Shedeur Sanders or Cam Ward to Daniel Jones.
To be
I'm
fair,
not.
that 2019 quarterback class was absolutely horrendous. To be fair.
And that's, two to first round quarterback got two second contracts with their team. I mean, that's a success in a lot of teams' minds is can they make it to that second contract? And they did. Daniel Jones has more playoff wins than Kyler Murray.
Yeah, you're not wrong.
So, and then you properly rebuild your team. And that is the dream situation. Oh, and then you hire Mike Vrabel as your head coach, as I said earlier.
Wow. So you think the move is to forego quarterback this year and look from Arch next year?
100%.
Wow.
100%. Even as an arch, because I believe that But
Don't
he's
force
a good
it.
quarterback. He's a good quarterback.
I like Arch. I don't know if he's the second coming of Eli Manning. Would love him to. He's definitely more
But if
mobile.
he's what we've seen from practice, you can't judge those two games he played. He was rushing. I like Quinn a lot, but if Arch can have a good year, and who knows? It's the perfect fit, no matter if it's Arch or not. That's what the Giants should be doing.
Yeah, I mean, it's never, never common to forego a quarterback when you're in such a weird situation as the New York Giants. But I think if you really think that, Mason Graham's the truth and you think Arch Manning's a guy we can realistically target next year, I'm
Yeah,
all
that's
for
an
it.
example of Mason, with Mason Graham
I'm all for it.
off the top of my head, because you don't get the fans, and then you have you go keep Tommy DeVito another year. He's not going to win you more than four football games. He's
Yeah.
not. Realistically, his Linsanity run
He
where
just he doesn't
you
have the
lost
arm. He doesn't have the arm.
he's just not he's not he doesn't read well,
Yeah, and
doesn't
he doesn't
read
have a nice pocket
plays.
presence either. He seems like he's like just thrown in there and doesn't do much with it.
If he played like how we did yesterday, last year, we would have Drake May or Jaden Daniels.
I agree.
Brian Daboll and Joe Shane's job would be safe. Daniel Jones would still be at the window.
To be fair, we love Malik. To be fair, we do love Malik.
And I would rather have Drake May personally.
Drake, whoa. Interesting.
Watch a Patriots game with Drake May and you text me what you think. This man is not properly coached. When he's properly coached, he could
Interesting.
be great. You look at this Texas game, and I'm a big fan of Drake May. I think in the right system, he could have been good. I wanted to trade up for him. I didn't want to draft Malik.
Yeah, I think if we truly do go with the pushback quarterback approach, I think it could work. We have a good enough base as to where if we get another good D lineman, work on the secondary, and then get a quarterback next year, I think we're in a good spot.
I don't know what good spot is to you, but the thing is, when you draft the quarterback, you need to be ready for him no matter what. I mean, you look at teams with the Bears did with Caleb Williams. They got all the weapons possible for him, but they also didn't get an offensive line. And in a four game stretch, he was sacked 21 times. This
I don't
just
doubt
cannot
it.
happen with whoever gets to be whoever the quarterback is. That's the problem, is you're rushed so soon where not every quarterback is CJ Stroud rookie year or
No,
Patrick
I
Mahomes
agree.
first year starting, where you ultimately have to realize what your team is and what it is around you. And the Giants need to fully understand that. That's what Joe Shane and Brian Daboll wanted to do. But then the playoffs happened. I got a text from a source in summer 2022, and they said to me, Sam, this team's gonna suck this year. And I said, no way. I said, we're talking. They're like, we're gonna suck. We are. The Giants are not gonna be good. They'll have fun offense, which they did, and they're gonna go draft CJ Stroud.
Wow.
So I'm like, so if that 2022 run doesn't happen, CJ Stroud's on this team.
Then that's a whole different story.
Something to think about. Something to think about. That's all I'll say.
To be fair, though, at least we have a story to tell our kids about the Isaiah Hodgins legacy run.
Yeah, like you look at those players like Isaiah Hodgins, great guy Isaiah is, but reality is that if the
We'd
fact that
rather have
he was our
Stroud.
wide, exactly. I mean, the fact that he was our wide receiver one for a while was,
Kind of scary.
yeah,
Because
just at least. And
I think we picked him off off Buffalo's practice squad, right?
we did, and credit to him, what he made the most out of what he did. He got some money. I got a second contract. The next year, he was a practice squad player. He went on a Linsanity run. He was great what he did. He had a great performance. But the reality is that the Giants never put Daniel Jones in position, never put anyone really in position, because they're just going to flex seal it. And that's what Joe Shane wanted to fix. But ultimately, you go think you're. He wanted to do these things, but all of them didn't work out.
Yeah, I mean, but at least we had a few solid guys we picked this year to at least set the base for a possible rebuild in the coming years. I mean, Drew Phillips. You want to talk about him for a second? Third ranked corner in the league by PFF, the number one rookie, only ranked behind Pat Surtain and Jalen Ramsey. How about the boy?
I mean, I'm still taking Quinion Mitchell over him, but
Yeah, I mean, probably,
So,
but PFF's PFF. You know, they can write what they
yeah,
want.
I'll still take that. No, I actually at the time I hated the Drew Phillips pick. I'll be completely honest with you. I hated it. I hated it. I said there's no way I was. He didn't have a single interception in college, but you know, I think Joe Shane knows a little more ball than me. So I was like, I'm gonna trust you, Joe, on this.
Yeah, I mean,
But yeah, no, it was something where you look at like this, Jack. You look at this Giants organization. You look at we can count the players who I'm keeping on this roster in the next 4 years. No, let's say three. Let's start in the offense. It's Malik Nabers and Andrew Thomas and maybe Jameis.
Ooh.
Would like to believe it is. And Tyrann Tracy. So
Yeah.
is it? That's three. Three.
I'm not gonna lie, I'm a sucker for Theo. I'm not gonna lie, I love Theo. I know he's not playing to the level that we needed him to, but I
Was
love
there a
him.
big thing?
I could never
I
cut
don't know.
him.
Well, this is right now. They look at this defense. Who are you keeping?
Lawrence.
I know who I'm keeping. I'm keeping Dexter, Kayvon, Burns, Drew Phillips. It's four.
Think we're letting our linebackers go?
And maybe Micah I'd keep. And Micah.
You're letting Bobby go. Wow.
Age.
Yeah, oh, no, that's
Age.
fair. No, I think it's fair. I think it's totally fair.
I would trade him.
Ooh, man. Yeah, it shows. Like there's a few like great points on our team. Like we know Burns is incredible. Lawrence, incredible. Nabers, same with him. Thomas. But with as many great players as we have, we also have some stinkers. Like some absolute horrendous spots on this team that just need filling. Like I, as much as I
Deont.
love Banks, as much as a great guy he is, this has not been a nice year to him in the slightest.
Yeah, no, he was a merchant for Wink Martindale's system. He fit the system perfectly. You know,
He
that's what
did.
he
He played
is. And
incredible.
I don't know, incredibly, he played well.
Yeah, but
And
this year's has been a whole different story.
I was someone who said Banks needed to take that leap. Ultimately, he didn't. He looks like burnt toast on the field. It's reality what it is. Bringing back Adoree Jackson. I mean, and DeAndre Banks shouldn't be on the field. He should not be in the field. He was a first round pick. Just remember that. A first round pick.
I agree. And the interesting thing about him being a first rounder, when you look at that 2023 draft, we took Banks at 24. And
We
when you look
traded
at
up.
some of the guys, when you look at some of the guys taken after him, the Brian Branch was behind him. Branch was a guy that I loved, and I thought we should have taken 1,000,000%. And he's been proving in the NFL, having a great year. I mean, some other guys, you maybe not at the same position, but you know, Kincaid, Joey Porter, Sam Laporta, and you can just keep
Go
going and
back to
going.
Joey Porter. I want the Joey Porter a lot. I really liked him. Dalton Kincaid, they weren't gonna pick because of the Darren Waller
No,
trade.
totally.
Look, I'll be honest with you. When I saw the news about Darren Waller, I was happy.
I know, no,
I
I
was
remember
happy.
exactly where I was. I was in the locker room at my school, and I turned off because I live in Philly, so you know I'm around all Eagles fans, and I scream at one of my friends. I'm like, "We got Darren Waller, friend, what a fleece!" And he just looks at me. He's like, "You're stupid." And I
Yeah,
mean,
no,
I thought he was crazy.
one of my friends texted me, he's a Chargers fan, actually. He's like, it's gonna be a lose-lose trade.
Yeah, and
And
I
it
don't even doubt
was.
it. It was awful.
The problem was with Waller was that contract you had, and then him just doing not. I mean, when he was healthy, he did stuff.
Yeah, but
He
he
just
just
couldn't
wasn't.
stay on the field.
Yeah, exactly. And I mean, it wasn't, and there was like so many other rounds that we just missed guys on, like Achane went in the third. And this was such a weird draft when it comes to guys going late, because this was not a loaded draft by any means. If honestly, it's probably one of the least loaded drafts we've seen in a while. We took Eric Gray 5 picks before Puka Nacua went. So it's just, we had so
Well,
many
no.
missed shots.
To be
To be
fair,
fair, he
no one
wasn't.
knew.
No, to be fair, he was a
Yeah, to
nobody.
be fair, no one knew Puka was going to be that good.
But hindsight's a devil sometimes.
Yeah, no. Like, could you admit? Like, here's the thing. You want to talk about hindsight? Let's just say we get Drake May. You also going to then draft Ladd McConkey. I would have rather had
Bingo.
Drake May and Ladd McConkey, or Jaden Daniels and Ladd McConkey than
100%.
Malik Nabers. The problem with Malik Nabers is that I like him as a talent. I think he's a good dude. You know, my one interaction with him.
Very interesting when it
But
comes to the locker room. Very
that
interesting.
comment he made the other day and going to the Travis Scott concert really ticked me off the wrong way.
Yeah. I mean, I
Because
was
here's
at
the
the
problem.
concert, but
Like,
I'm
you
not
can think,
concussed.
here's the thing. You can think those things,
But
but you
saying
can't
it's,
say.
especially to the media, like if you say it between your teammates and it somehow gets out, that's not as bad. But saying it directly to the media.
It's horrible. It was a horrible thing. And he didn't eat alive of this. I feel bad for him. Because look, the reality is of the situation, you plan New York and you can't say that as a 21-year-old rookie.
I
It's
agree.
crazy to say.
Totally.
It's actually insane and mind-boggling that look, here's gonna be the problem. You're a great talent. We do need to get you the ball.
Like
That's evident.
I think if Eli were to say it at the end of his career, we could be like, oh, okay, sure. I mean, you've been through championships, you've seen it all.
That's
But a
different.
guy coming right
Both.
out of the draft to already have this level of cockiness and superiority, just it doesn't look good. Especially for the
Well,
team and the way that we look at it.
you also look at this in a couple of years, you're going to need to pay them. You need to pay these players right away. Look what the Eagles did with Devontae Smith and AJ Brown. You need to pay these guys right away. You can't wait for them. It's going to turn into a CeeDee Lamb situation.
Exactly. I mean, it's just the Giants are in an
And the
absolute
Giants did
crap hole
that
right
with Andrew
now.
Thomas and Dexter Lawrence. So they did that with the guys they want to set what they want to say. They did that. They know they need to do that. And they're not the Dallas Cowboys.
Yeah, I mean, it's just we gotta hope that we can figure out this whole rebuild thing sometime soon. Not looking too great with our consistent. Are we rebuilding? Are we not rebuilding? It's just a constant cycle of suffering and disappointment. That's just
Agreed.
how it is,
Sad.
though. But I mean,
It's not
hey,
fun.
hopefully, I mean, this year again, looking at your idea of the whole taking a D lineman like Mason Graham and then going for quarterback next year, I would not inherently be against because if we get one of those top picks, we're currently slated at, I believe, number two. But if we can, are we currently at one?
Two. I was holding up two.
Oh, okay. Okay. It looked like one for a second. No, but
Two.
if we're able to do that and we can trade back and get a guy like Graham and maybe even get like a second or a third next year, I think that's totally the move.
That's the goal. I mean, with many picks as possible. As many picks as possible. Because then, if you're truly going to be bad, you know you're going to be bad. And let's be real, the Raiders are going to be bad too. So that second round pick could essentially just be an extra first rounder.
It could be. It easily could be. I mean, and we could probably get a second or a third, even if we trade back from, say, two to like seven or eight. Like,
Oh,
that's not
yeah,
even unreal.
100%. You
That's not
can.
unrealistic at all. And I
But
mean,
I just think the Raiders are something that's just so perfect for that.
yeah, and even getting that pick could be massive. Of course, knowing our tendencies, we could easily screw it up. But
Well, anything can happen.
yeah, but the possibilities are high for what we could potentially be doing with this team. You think any other topics you want to touch on?
It's your show, man.
I mean, we got over, the Giants outlook pretty quickly. I kind of like it.
I can go into way more further detail on way too many things. But here's the outlook on everything. Yeah. You want to blame Tommy DeVito, he's a scapegoat. You want to blame Daniel Jones, he's a scapegoat. You want to blame this person, that's a scapegoat. But here's the problem that I had this year with the Giants organization, with not Giants organization. I had a problem with Joe Shane, what he did this year. Why don't you trade Aziz and Darius Slayton if you know they're not going to the team
Yes,
next year?
exactly.
I don't care if it's a sixth round pick. That sixth round pick, then you can use to trade up in a draft if you really want to, or package that six and trade. That's the problem I have.
And lo and behold, Aziz, I believe, got hurt again last game. Correct me if I'm wrong on that, but I think he did. And that's just.
Sorry, my light. It's one of those things that you don't move.
I got you. But like Aziz just has not been healthy all the time, and Slayton's not getting anywhere close to as many targets as he had every year prior to here. If you're not going to use the guys, why not try to get some for him?
You're
It doesn't make any
preaching
sense.
to the choir.
Makes no
You're
sense.
preaching to the choir.
It makes no sense. Plus, I think that Hard Knocks coming to us was
Was the
awful
worst thing in the world.
because it showed Shane's shakiness in his ability to run this thing. Because, he was asking his kids on the couch. He was like, "Who do you want to draft?" His son says Jaden Daniels.
No, no, no,
He
no,
looks
no,
right
no,
over
no,
it.
no, 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 no.
He looks right over it.
No. He was just making conversation
No,
and having
I
fun with his
know.
kids.
I know, but it didn't seem
No,
like he was interested at all.
that clip has
Just saying.
gone way too far.
I'm just
No.
saying.
I'm gonna defend his family on that one. That clip has gone way too far, and I feel bad for the family on that one. Now, I agree with his son on that one. I want the Jaden Daniels. I wanted him. Coming if you know how to happen.
Yeah, I mean, just seeing, the behind the scenes, just it doesn't seem like a winning culture's too easy to acquire. And I also, to be fair, I think he was being respectful, but I think he went too easy with Saquon. Like I think he sounded way too eager to not make a push.
No, there's a lot of things that that happened behind the scenes that I'm not gonna get into full detail, but let's just say the Giants made a push, and they offered him that the deal in 2022 for 3 years, 12.5 million dollars, where he just straight up rejected that
No, I
deal.
do remember that. I do remember that.
Where there's some things behind the scenes. Again, people call me crazy in 2022. I thought that the Giants should have traded Saquon Barkley
Would have been better
at
than
the
letting
time.
him go.
You still got a third round pick. That's the thing.
No,
Because you're
million
going to get that
percent.
comp third round pick. But you're going to have 2 third round picks this year. So, look, here's the reality of the situation. He's not on our team anymore. It was a fun 2022. But what did it cost? Really? Joe Shane's job? Brian Dable's job? I mean, it's if he doesn't go to Philly, if he signs the team like the Houston Texans,
Exactly. That's where I wanted him to
nobody's
go. I wanted
calling
to
him
go
a
to
villain.
Houston so bad.
Nobody's calling a villain. Nobody's calling him anything.
We would have been
People are saying,
fine.
okay, you got your money, go to a winning team.
But in division
It's
is awful. That hurts so
yeah,
bad.
least favorite team in all sports is kind of the worst thing to happen for us.
Yeah. It's brutal.
What you gonna do?
It's brutal, but I mean that's how we're looking. The Giants need to make a flip sometime soon, find a way to establish a winning culture once again, and finally make this rebuild happen and stop flip-flopping. That's really what needs to happen.
Couldn't agree more. Couldn't agree more.
Yeah,
Gonna.
just got to be blunt with it. We need to reestablish the winning culture we had with Eli.
Yeah, no. Well, that's just something where that's why you gotta bring in a veteran head coach that's not named Bill Belichick. That's why Mike Vrabel fits all the boxes. The problem is Mike Vrabel is gonna have his pick where he wants to go, and ultimately, looking like Zach Taylor's gonna fire the Bengals and go to the Bengals. Go, Joe Burrow. Go be that guy.
That's
That's the
exactly
problem
what we're
we
looking
have
at.
nowadays.
Just gotta find a way to forward this quarterback issue and find a way to build the strength back in this team.
Yeah, it sucks. It sucks.
But to be fair,
He's.
this looks like a pretty solid draft class. None of the guys are looking awful compared to
It's a
previous
great
years.
draft class.
It's a very good draft class.
I think it's a great first class from what I've seen so far.
Malik's playing
You have
great.
Malik.
Newbin's solid. Drew's playing great. Theo could be doing better. Tracy's doing great. And Moasa's doing pretty solid too at the linebacker slot.
I like that this draft class could have saved Joe Shane's job, but it ultimately won't.
Yeah, just still too many holes that we didn't cover to be able to really, save his job like that. But
Exactly.
that's how it looks for the Giants. And I mean, it was great having you on, Sam. It was absolutely incredible
Thank you.
talking some Giants football with you. And that's what we're looking at here from the Playoff Push Podcast, episode 25. For all you Giants fans out there, I just pray that we can fix this team sometime soon. I'm Jack Dobbins signing out once again. Thank you for listening.